JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us on today's journey, Roundabout JA. Coming up, residents of Westmoreland benefit from health fair, and later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for your company.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
Hundreds of residents from Darlaston and adjoining communities in Westmoreland benefited from a health fair staged by Tees Pharmacy on December 19. The event formed part of Christmas activities in Darlaston, hosted by a number of private sector companies. The residents, who were treated to free blood pressure and other checks, were provided with information on how to take better care of themselves in order to prevent certain lifestyle diseases, such as diabetes and hypertension. Patrons were also treated to refreshments. Chief Executive Officer of Tees Pharmacy, Judith Townsend, said the Health Fair Customer Appreciation Day was the company's way of giving back to the community. Ms. Townsend used the event to launch her vision of going green in 2015 by providing each patron with an environmental friendly bag to be used when shopping.
My mother sent me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she no have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them must send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Ensuring satisfactory water supply and sanitation services by strengthening the systems for storage, treatment, and distribution of water is an objective of Vision 2030. Vision 2030 is the island's first long-term national development plan geared at transforming Jamaica to developed country status within the next 15 years. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.gm. And now, Selvin Russell from St. Mary shares his favorite glimpses of Jamaica.
Well, as young boys, we didn't have the privilege of having computers and all that. So our little amusement is to make our kites, gigs, and we have our little push carts. Some of them just one wheel and we put a little tray like a basket and we could assist people to get their little products out. We could assist people who have luggages to take from the shop to their homes, and we get a little penny in those days, or sixpence. And our pastime was like gathered up in the village square, and we tell Anansi stories, and big boy stories. Not all of them can be aired, but you know, keep us, you know, amused and things.
Remember that sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. All you have to do is send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number. Or you can give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's journey. I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.